This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. And Mama just hung her head and said,
interesting remake there. Nice. This is not Sly and the Family Stone, but it's pretty good. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Martin will be here at 11. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly's place. Joining us now is one of the best writers in town, David Hunn with the Post-Dispatch. David, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Good. You're so nice to me, Frank. Thank you.
So much to discuss, and congratulations. You've really been on top of this story. When you had your exclusive one-on-one with the commissioner the other day, after you ended the conversation, you're walking your car, if I were to ask you right then, do you think St. Louis will get soccer? What would your answer have been then?
I could see this question coming. It was, the wind-up was excellent. I think that if I had to guess, I would guess we'll get it. I mean, it's a guess for sure. You know, the issue here is, I think that this group will do everything they're supposed to do, right? Like, they certainly seem to have everything lining up. But the problem is Sacramento does too. So it's clearly whittling down. You know, yesterday I kind of took a part of that conversation with Don Garber, the MLS commissioner, and wrote another short story where he was pointing out all the cities that are going to have to wait: Phoenix, Detroit. You know, some have fallen off more steeply than others. But point being, that doesn't take away Sacramento, right? So I think we still have this problem where we just don't – I mean, Sacramento now has its own billionaire involved. They've got public support for their stadium. They know where their stadium's going. I've heard rumors that construction has even started. I haven't confirmed those myself. So, there's really there's a lot going on. I mean, it's tough to guess at. And as a reporter, I generally am not very good at guessing at that stuff anyway.
So we're all looking for, like, little edges in this competition. How much do you think it matters, David, that their owner has as much of a connection to Sacramento as I do, and that we also have a female owner? I mean, are those two things significant?
Yes. Yeah, Frank, they absolutely are. I think it's really smart of you to highlight them. So to take one at a time, the connection locally is a big deal. So one thing that, that MLS knows and all those owners know is that the Taylors are never going to, at least we should never say never, but it's very unlikely they're going to leave St. Louis, right? Like, they're St. Louisans. They believe deeply in the community. Like, this is their town, and they're doing this at least in part because they believe so much in St. Louis. So that's a huge deal, and that it gives a lot of, like, stability and reassurance to the owners as they make these decisions, right? On the other hand, yes, the female ownership matters also. I think that part is a little unclear. You know, it's obviously a big deal to have female ownership, but the truth is that there's lots of guys involved in this too. So I'm not sure. I mean, I think the future is going to matter a lot more for that part of it. Like, will there be a female team that comes next? You know, what role will all of these women play in the operations? Like, those are things that I think we'll really have to watch and see how they play out.
And in terms of an edge for Sacramento, would it be the fact that their USL team has drawn extremely well, and ours does well, but there's only so much you can do with a 5,000 or 6,000 seat capacity?
You know, I don't think that's a big deal, Frank. I was looking at numbers the other day, and Atlanta's U.S. Minor league team, it does horribly. But their major league team just drew 90,000 people, like one of the most, one of the largest draws of any stadium for any sporting event in the world. So there's not a direct, will it be a plus for Sacramento? Yes, but it's not. There's not a direct connection between your minor league team has to do well for your major league team to do well. In fact, the three big major league draws were like Toronto, Seattle, and Atlanta. And all three of them have, minor league teams that underperform. So,
should there be any concern on the St. Louis angle, if you're, wanting to see the MLS come here, if you're one of them, that there still is not a stadium sponsor and there still is not a jersey sponsor, or are we just too early in the process and you shouldn't really look into that?
Both. So it is too early in the process. It is early in the process, not too early. I asked Garber that question point blank. Like, are you being unrealistic? Is it unfair to ask for this? And I haven't told anybody this yet, so, you know, here it is. Is it unfair to ask these guys to turn so quickly? And what he said was, no. In fact, he's done so many of these deals that when they're ready, they turn themselves very quickly. So he doesn't believe it's unrealistic at all for the local group to be moving quickly. And he's clearly looking for that. And I think that is a concern. In fact, I think it's the last concern. As I wrote, I should plug stltoday.com. Please, listeners, go check out the stories. They go into more depth on this stuff. He was really clear that he thinks that has to happen soon. So
in my conversation with Carolyn Kendall Betts, I said to her, "You've already proven your company, the Enterprise family, that you could put naming rights on a stadium. You're going to do that for football in the 11th hour. Why not just do it for now and check another box?" And she said it would look better if somebody else does it to create a little bit more, you know, civic pride, and it's not just one family trying to bring soccer here.
Right. I mean, what the MLS is looking for is a broad, you know, base of support for this team and for this stadium and for the work the Taylors and Mr. Kavanaugh are doing. So they don't want to see Worldwide Technology, you know, Kavanaugh's company, sponsor the jersey and then Enterprise sponsor the stadium, right? They want to see broad support from all companies. So I think the group, that could be the one thing that would really, you know, look poorly for owners. I think owners would not be happy to see Enterprise or Worldwide sponsor these big, you know, either the jersey or the stadium.
I thought the most interesting note in your story, and you broke it, and then we kind of confirmed it yesterday on camera, but the most interesting single line was that this is an offer from St. Louis that could expire.
Yeah,
this thing's not going to linger. Go ahead.
Frank, good call. And that's another strength of this bid, right? The Taylors clearly mean business. You know, everybody knows they mean business. They're getting a ton of support and a ton of momentum on this bid, and they're not interested in doing it next year. You know, there are other teams that are growing their bids, other cities, sorry, that are growing their bids. You know, Phoenix, Las Vegas is really in the early stages still. Detroit has kind of slowed down because of problems with their stadium. Those specific cities, Garber said, can wait. But St. Louis has made it really clear that they're not interested in waiting. I don't know what Sacramento feels about that. So I'd be really interested to talk to Burkle or the folks in Sacramento about whether or not what happens if they have to wait a year. You know, they've already waited a long time. Maybe MLS sees them as, you know, being okay waiting another year. I don't know.
So do you think it could be as simple as this, is if the league, let's just say we don't rush, let's say it's July, they make their decision at the 28th team, and let's say it's Sacramento. Do you think then this group, okay, we're done, thanks for considering us, but we're finished?
Really good question. You know, I wonder if there's some middle ground where they can get a 29th team in. I can't see them waiting for another round. I just don't see it, you know? I mean, I think I take, you know, as a reporter, Frank, I take everybody at their word until they prove me otherwise. So I'm going to take this local bid at their word that they're not sticking around for another year.
And how quickly, I know we don't know for sure, but how quickly do you think the decision will be made? Gut
well,
feel.
I get a lot of different opinion on that. I get opinion, you know, I've talked to some insiders who believe it could happen in April. That feels a little soon to me. It feels a little quick to me. You know, I'm judging this based on my experience covering mostly the National Football League process that year, especially that year that the Rams left, where there was this, you know, the local group had to go to the expansion committee multiple times. There were long discussions. Now, it's not the same, right? This is clearly not the same. I mean, this is a slam dunk in many ways, or at least many people say it's a slam dunk for the MLS. So maybe they don't have to have the kind of conversations they did before, but I mean, at the NFL level. But still, you know, remember who sits on the MLS board, right? I mean, we're still talking about, well, I mean, you know, Stan Kroenke himself, right? I expect these guys will need these owners, the MLS owners, will need some convincing that this is the right move. The Sacramento's not a better move. So I think MLS is – Don Garber does not want to get ahead of himself. He does not want to – he does not want to come to his owners saying this is the right decision when and have them uncertain about it. He doesn't want them questioning him, right?
Is Kroenke simply one vote, or does he have some real juice like a Jerry Jones with NFL owners?
He's got juice. I mean, anybody with his kind of capital and means has juice. He is not always directly engaged in the MLS. His son does a lot of work there. Also, we'll have to see, but I'm not convinced that he's going to be opposed to this. I mean, remember, we know that he kind of scorched, he left St. Louis scorching the earth as he went, but I'm not sure how much he actually meant that, I mean, he is a Missourian. We'll see how he feels on this. I'll be surprised, frankly, if he votes against this effort.
Of course, he does have a lot of lingering lawsuits. One he's already paying off. Another he really will pay off an incredible amount of money. So there may be some lingering bitterness.
Yeah,
there.
Frank, that's a great point. I mean, it's tough to look into his mind, right?
Yeah.
Probably foolish for me to even try.
I thought one of the more interesting things in the last month was Commissioner Garber's interview with Taylor Twellman, and it really made St. Louisans feel good, where he talked about the need for these proximity rivalries, and he specifically mentioned St. Louis and Kansas City.
Right.
That was a pretty nice thing for St. Louis to hear, and I don't know what that means down the road, but, boy, you already have two teams in L.A., the teams in California right now, what do we have as we speak?
San Jose and then two in Los Angeles. So the Sacramento would be a good competitor to rival for San Jose. But that doesn't mean that I think that is the kind of stuff they're looking at, right? Again, it's really tough to figure out, like, do they like Sacramento more? Do they like St. Louis more? I mean, I think the what's turned this around is the Taylors. It's a big name, a big family with tons of respect here, tons of respect across the nation, and I don't mean to be crass, but a ton of money, right?
Yeah.
That matters for these guys. They want somebody who has staying power. They don't want to have to do remember, they're trying to get out of a problem that's been created in Columbus, right, where that team really has struggled. So they want to do this right. They say that over and over again. We want to do this right.
Final question for David Hunt. A lot of cynics of these owners and professional sports owners all over the country. Everybody says, oh, they're just going to make a boatload of money and that's all they're in it for. I've always contended that if the Taylors really wanted to maximize their money, they would invest it in Amazon or Apple. And I don't know if this is like the greatest investment. I know you're not a financial analyst, but are you like guaranteed to make gobs of money as an MLS owner?
No, in no stretch. Some of these teams are not successful at all. Some of them are staying afloat just on the sharing of, MLS shares a lot of their revenues. So some of them are staying afloat just by sharing revenues. I mean, a lot of them are. I think the MLS told me about a third make a good chunk of change. Maybe half are – this is all information I need to get more attuned to, frankly. But, this is not a slam dunk for the Taylors.
And good stuff.
Everybody I'm talking to says, exactly what you said, that if they wanted to make a ton of money, this is not where they'd put it. This isn't just about money. Now, that said, Frank, let's not be naive, right? They can't lose money on this. Like, they're not going into this as a philanthropic venture. Also, remember this. The league doesn't want them to lose. The league wants them to have a robust – the league needs them to make money. So this isn't – don't think that this is like charity, right? It's not.
David, great stuff. We really appreciate your time and great coverage of this big story here in St. Louis. Thank you so much.
Frank, thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure talking to you again.
All righty. David Hunt joining us from the Post-Dispatch. We'll take a short time out. Before we go to break, quick word about McBride & Son Homes. St. Louis's four premier home builders have teamed up with local unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. And we're happy to announce the union stimulus program is now extended into March or until funds run out. That's right. Our local unions have pooled over $1 million to help new construction home buyers build their dream home. So buy a new home in March and get $2,000 to $10,000 cash from the local unions for use at closing. It's the union stimulus program, and it's for a limited time only. Visit any Payne family, McKelvey, Fisher, and Frickle or McBride home community for details. We'll take a short time out. We'll be right back.